On this day in 1902, the first ever Rose Bowl was played in Pasadena, California. Michigan dominated Stanford 49-0, and fullback Neil Snow was named MVP. That inaugural game became the foundation of what is now known as the granddaddy of them all, the longest-running college football bowl game in history. There's something sacred about firsts, not just because they mark a beginning, but because they set a tone for longevity, tradition, and legacy. Like the Rose Bowl, our lives are not defined by one event, but by the faithfulness to show up again and again, year after year, game after game. As we step into a new year, we're reminded that God has a plan, one that stretches beyond a single day or moment. His plan includes hope, a future, and a harvest, if we don't give up. Prayer. Lord, thank you for the gift of a new year and new beginnings. Help me to walk in the plans you have prepared with patience and perseverance. Amen. Daily Challenge. Set your heart today on the long game. Dedicate this year to God's purpose for you, trusting that He is building something lasting, even in what seems small now. The 2nd of January, Restored. John chapter 11, verses 43 and 44. Psalm chapter 118, verse 17. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." John chapter 11, verses 43 and 44. "I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done." Psalm chapter 118, verse 17. Reflection. On this day in 2023, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered a sudden cardiac arrest during a nationally televised NFL game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The scene was surreal, players on both sides in tears, the stadium silent, and the entire sports world collectively holding its breath. But then, CPR, prayer, and divine intervention, and Damar was revived. Like Lazarus in John 11, Damar's story is one of resurrection and restoration. In the biggest moment, under the brightest lights, God's power wasn't just heard, it was seen. Hamlin's recovery became a testimony, not just of medical skill or human resilience, but of a miraculous God who still restores. His story reminds us, no matter how dark or hopeless the situation, God still speaks life. Prayer. God, you are the author of life. Thank you for your power to heal and restore. Help me to remember that nothing is too far gone for you. May my life reflect your glory. Amen. Daily Challenge. Reflect on an area of your life that needs restoration. Ask God to breathe life into it. And be ready to share your testimony, like Damar did, so others may see the power of God on display. The 3rd of January, the comeback. Micah chapter 7, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Reflection. On this day in 1993, backup quarterback Frank Reich led the Buffalo Bills to what is still regarded as the greatest comeback in NFL history. Down 35-3 in the third quarter of a wild card game against the Houston Oilers, many fans had already left the stadium. But Frank Reich, undeterred and anchored by faith, engineered a miraculous 32-point comeback, finishing with a 41-38 overtime victory. This wasn't Reich's first epic turnaround. He'd done something similar in college in Maryland. But this NFL moment was more than just football. It was a living sermon. Don't count out someone who trusts God. Micah, chapter 7, verse 8 reminds us that falling is not final, and Romans, chapter 8, verse 37 assures us that in Christ, we are more than conquerors. You may feel down today, defeated, written off, outnumbered, but God specializes in comebacks.